So let me come bring in a melody. Listen the lyrical message I'm telling you. Living is crazy, now music the remedy. When I am broken, the rhythm is mending me. Taking in all of the vibe it is sending me. All of the energy that it is lending me. Saving it up for what life it is vending me. Honestly feel like the music defending me. Sometimes in life we, you know, I get low. Roll with the punches, blow after blow. Where can I turn and where can I go? Pick up a pen and just let it all flow. Taking some pain and I'm letting it grow. Fuel for the fire, fire for the show. Showing them love, it can be in control. Good for your mind and good for your soul. Send me to the one, the music we need. Say give me relief, bliss. Coming in big and we coming in loud and we coming in sweet. Kiss, we just wanna skank and we just wanna move and get up on our feet. Like this, we do what we do and we do how we feel and we never retreat. Cause this is a real proper sound. Watch it ready now. Big, heavy, loud. So gather the people around. Cause this is a real proper sound. Watch it ready now. Big, heavy, loud. So gather the people around. Cause this is a real proper sound. Watch it ready now. Big, heavy, loud. So gather the people around. Cause this is a real proper sound. Watch it ready now. Big, heavy, loud. So gather the people around. Cause this is a real proper sound. Real, original, lyric, original, rhythm, not taking request. The deal, champion sound, champion style, feeling our best. Appeal, nothing but love when we at the control. We keeping it blessed, not dealing our stress. Tell me the place and tell me the time. Go, rock up and I'll make it mine. Show, versatile lyric design, flow. Head full of lyric and rhyme, pro. I wanna open my mind, crow. Searching and see what I find, no. Watching and reading the signs, grow. Working and stick on the grind, slow. Trouble, we don't want no war and we don't want no police. We pushing with heart and we pushing with love and we pushing for peace. We never will stop and this never will end and we never can cease. We push up the level.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
We'll be right back. toy, and you're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
live for tonight. For tomorrow, you may be gone. You love me, and I'm lonely. I've waited so long.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Your water until your well runs dry. another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all. everybody's eye. The cats are too nervous to even say hi. Not too skinny, and she's not too fat. She's a beautiful home dinger, and I like them like that. And she's the devil with the blue hat, blue hat. Oh, say the devil with the blue hat. Oh, here she comes now.
Into each heart, some tears might. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the David Pakman Show. I'm producer Pat Ford, filling in for David today as he continues his paternity leave. Of course, yesterday we had TDPS correspondent Luke Beasley fill in for David. He did an excellent job. He really set the bar high, so we'll see if I'll be able to meet that threshold today for you. And then the rest of the week, we're still trying to figure out, but I can assure you that David will be back before you know it. Let's start things off today by talking about day four of the January 6th hearings, which took place yesterday. And the theme of the day was focusing on how Trump pressured state-level officials, mostly Republicans, mind you, to overturn the election results. There was testimony from three Republican election officials, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who at this point we're all very familiar with, his deputy Gabe Sterling, and Arizona House of Representatives Speaker Rusty Bowers. They were all pressured to do Trump's bidding in what I would argue was criminal influence by the former president, but we'll see if the Biden Justice Department and Merrick Garland agree. Even though these three refused to go along with Trump's wishes, the then president would not take no for an answer, and he kept harassing them. During the hearing, we learned that members of Congress also tried pressuring these officials, including Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona, who called Rusty Bowers on the morning of January 6th, asking him to support decertification of the electoral votes. All three of these people testifying, Raffensperger, Sterling, and Bowers, received threats from Trump supporters after they refused to go along with the plot to decertify and send fake electors to various state houses who would then send the electoral votes to Congress. Perhaps the most emotional part of the day was when Rusty Bowers explained the protests going on at his home as all of this was going on, and even up until now, apparently protesters were bothering his gravely ill daughter, threatening the family, levying baseless accusations against him that he's a pedophile. Let's play the moment from the hearings that was perhaps the most emotional in all of yesterday.
As others in the videos have mentioned, we received, my secretaries would say, in excess of 20,000 emails and tens of thousands of voicemails and texts, which saturated our offices and we were unable to work, or at least communicate. But at home, up till even recently, it is the new pattern or a pattern in our lives to worry what will happen on Saturdays, because we have various groups come by, and they have had video panel trucks with videos of me proclaiming me to be a pedophile and a pervert and a corrupt and politician, and blaring loudspeakers in my